Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Calm weather predicted for today as the Redwood Coast takes a break from the battering winds and rains. The National Weather Service has plenty to say about the local beaches starting tomorrow, as there is an increased threat for sneaker waves as large long-period waves begin to move into the waters. High surf is expected tomorrow afternoon, with breakers likely approaching 22 feet. Trees caused a power outage in Eureka. Pacific Gas and Electric reports one outage with 10 customers currently going without electricity. They estimate the repairs to be complete, with power fully restored at 10 a.m. this morning. With the decision of the California State Fish and Game Commission to delay the opening of the commercial crab season on the North Coast until January 15th, local fishermen got their wish, a few more weeks to allow the crab to gain more meat. The Daily Triplicate reports, however, that there is a schism now, that the Oregon fishery managers have announced that the Oregon crab fishing season will open Sunday, December 31st. That'll prove problematic for boats based in Brookings Harbor and at Crescent City because those fishermen routinely fish on either side of the border. Oregon-based boats are concerned they will have fished out the southern Oregon waters before they ever get to throw pots into waters off the California coast. The split openings of crab season will affect local boats who will either have to drop all their pots in Oregon or wait and drop all of them in California. That doesn't take into account the marine protection areas recently approved along California waters. December is the month for taking stock of the year that has just passed, pointing out the good, the bad, and the ugly of what transpired. For Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, that meant discussing the toughest task he faced as a supervisor, the general plan update. Sundberg pointed to the steep learning curve the board had in working on the Decades in Progress plan and the help they received from the Planning Commission that helped get the draft plan prepared.
It's real strange, you know, how it started off, came to the board, and finally got over from the Planning Commission, out of the Planning Commission after almost 12 years, and comes to our board. And next thing you know, it felt like we were wordsmithing the general plan. And then the strangest thing ever happens, where this group of the most diverse people that I could possibly put in a room get together.
Sundberg also noted that we each have our expertise, and by turning to people who had experience with planning, the county was the better for it.
Their product has been great, and they've worked out a lot of these little word issues that we're having a hard time with, and I think I've told people it's much, much better for them to wordsmith this thing than have us try and do it at our board meetings, because first of all, I'm probably not qualified to do that. I think it's a much, much better product having these guys do it.
More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good. Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
In a press release received yesterday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office says a subject possessing a concealed handgun at the sign of the Whale Bar. It was reported that the subject appeared intoxicated and had made statements that caused concern among the patrons while displaying the concealed handgun. That was Tuesday night. Responding deputy located the suspect standing on the sidewalk in front of the bar. Suspect was detained and found to be in possession of a concealed handgun. Further investigation revealed that the suspect, identified as Francisco Duenas, is prohibited from possessing firearms as a condition of probation. The firearm was seized, and Duenas was lodged at the Mendocino County Jail for violation, and his bail set at $15,000. Another checkpoint in Fortuna tomorrow, as the FPD will be on the lookout for anyone driving under the influence. Police say the research is on their side, as it shows DUI crashes drop an average of 20% when well-publicized checkpoints are conducted. Drivers that are detected driving impaired can expect jail, license suspension, as well as higher cost insurance and fees that altogether can exceed $10,000. The checkpoint will be between the hours of 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. in an undisclosed location somewhere within Fortuna. With a KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.